This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, September 7. Meekness in action. Our reading comes from John chapter 8. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. At dawn, he appeared again in the temple courts, where all the people gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left, with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and leave your life of sin." At first, this story appears to have three simple steps. The religious leaders try to trap Jesus as they publicly shame a woman caught in adultery. But instead of falling for their trap, he silences them, and they leave. And then he forgives the woman. But looking deeper, we can see there's a lot more going on. This is complex. We can even say that this story shows how meekness, that is, gentle, firm strength, can lead people to change their actions. The religious leaders are playing power games. They're exercising spiritual abuse, first by shaming the woman, and then by trying to undermine the credibility of Jesus. Jesus, recognizing their horrific abuse of spiritual power, avoids their trap by ignoring them at first. Then, as they keep badgering, he responds, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone." It's as if he's saying, "Your power abuse prevents you from receiving God's grace. Confess your sin. Surrender that godless power, and you can find life." Then he calls the woman to die to her sin as well, and to be invited into true life. The meek, life-transforming Savior invites everyone to die and truly live. Who could have known that meekness could be so radically renewing? Pray with me. Lord, open our eyes to reject spiritual abuse and shaming that pretends to be holy, so that your true life will shape and guide all we do. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.